Welcome back, everyone, to another Zamarin Show. I'm your host, James Montemagno, and with me, friend of the show, Nina Vaden. How's it going?
Good. Hi, everyone. Thank you, James, for having me on here. It's really an honor. I'm so excited.
Absolutely. We've been working together for the last 3 years, ever since I joined Zamarin, I think.
Like, I remember right? when I first met you.
My first trip out to Boston,
yeah,
I think,
yeah.
just about a few months in, I think, at that point. I got to meet everyone. And we were in like old office, I think.
We were
in Harvard Square at the time.
It was just one room with these like green walls everywhere.
Yeah, it was very awkward and weird, and everyone was jammed in a room. And there was monkeys hanging from the ceiling, which
was
great.
That was cool, yeah.
That was pretty awesome, which I do miss. I have now brought them all into my house of about like 100 monkeys all scattered around.
So. Really? That's
yeah,
awesome.
Great.
You just roll in monkeys.
Yeah.
When you come home from a long day of work, you're like, please let me lounge.
And they hang out with me. And Craig came over last night. He's like, whoa, this is amazing.
It is
That's
cool.
What happens when you join the Xamarin team here at Microsoft.
You just get swallowed by monkeys.
And it's fine. Well, so people don't know you, Nina. Tell everyone a little bit about yourself.
Let's see. I have been at Xamarin for, 5 years now?
Ooh, 5 years.
Oh, jeez, I feel old. I've been at Xamarin for about 5 years now. Started out in documentation.
Mm-hmm.
I started out as, I was actually Xamarin's first intern. And then they decided that they had to hold on to me, which I'm really grateful for. And I started in docs, and I started just learning both Android and iOS pretty much simultaneously, kind of thrown into the whole thing. Really passionate about education and mm-hmm. teaching people who don't know how to program and why they should program and why it's awesome. And a couple of years ago, Miguel and Joseph approached me and were like, you should be a PM. And I was like, no. And then they just kept following me around. I swear to God, they followed me around the office for like a week going like, there's my new PM. And finally I was like, all right, tell me about what this thing actually is.
Yeah.
So I became a program manager, I guess that's the title at Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
And my role is to help our new features and new products come to life and
taking kind of feedback too from our developers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So make sure that what we're building is actually what we should be building and what's going to bring value. And doing it in a way that makes sense for our roadmap and our vision as a company.
Yeah.
So that's my life.
That's my favorite part of my job is when I go out and I talk to developers, get their feedback, like what are you loving about the product, but also what are you not liking about the product? What can we improve? What tools are we missing that you need as a developer, not only just from the beginning of the design phase, the development phase, but those parts afterwards, right? I had a Snack Pack episode about the archive manager that we brought to Visual Studio. And it's like, oh, one little thing, just like, oh, I'm managing, I can publish to Google Play, or I can publish just right to my desktop from Visual Studio. It's not gonna like revolutionize your day-to-day, but when you need to do it, it's really nice that it's there.
Yeah.
So you've worked on a few different products then, I assume?
I have, yeah. So I've worked on, Profiler is actually the very first thing I ever PM'd, so I've really got to see it grow. It's like my baby.
Yeah.
And let's see, I've worked on the Xamarin Forms Previewer as well.
Mm-hmm.
Which
you actually were at Evolve and you got to announce it,
yeah,
I think,
I did.
Which
that
was awesome.
That was so cool.
Yeah.
That was probably one of the most fun 5 minutes of my life. That was fantastic.
We'll link that in the show notes so you can relive
my glory days. Yeah, they're over now.
Yeah.
Now I'm just part of the old crew. What else have I worked on? There's something new that we'll be talking about that will be available soon called Service Capabilities, which we'll talk about in a separate episode.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
Super excited about that.
So, they've been working on a bunch of interesting projects for sure.
And I wanted to have you on, Nina, because the Profiler, whenever I show it to developers, whenever they demo it, they get really excited about it. Me, I just think my apps are perfect and I never
Your
leave memory.
Your apps are perfect.
Yeah. I mean, you download the Evolve Conference app, that puppy's beautiful. It's great.
It's everything an app should be.
And it's like I've always known that I needed to profile my applications, and you know I have before. In the past I used to have to go down the chains of Android and Xcode's kind of built-in instrumentation, mm-hmm. and then for Android DDMS, which is a way that you can actually look at Android memory and things like that into, and it's really like really terrible tooling, and you're not actually getting.
I was gonna say, I'm sorry, this is bringing up too many flashbacks.
Yeah, this is, so if anyone's ever had to do that, like the Profiler kind of solves that for them, right? Like what's your pitch for the Profiler? Like why people would wanna use it?
Well, I think you should use it because you you sort of have to use it. The thing with DDMS and with instruments on Apple is that those are native profilers.
Yeah.
And they don't tell you anything about your code.
My C# code, my .NET code. Nothing. Yeah, my managed code, if
right,
you will.
Right, exactly,
yeah.
Your managed code. They don't tell you anything about it. So how are you going, you either have to just intuitively figure out where the problems are, mm-hmm. or you can get this magnifying glass and use science to figure it out. Right?
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Often you might have to put like all these logs. You're like, oh, you're just logging nonstop trying to figure out
like this. Yeah.
Yeah. This is how you code.
This is how you log.
Apps happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
So in the world of Xamarin developers, we kind of have to remember that. You know, there is a managed side of things, like .NET and C#. It's a managed world, and there's sometimes an unmanaged world. That you need to interact with. A good example I remember for a long time, I've always fought with like bitmaps on Android, which was you have a C# like .NET bitmap, but then mm-hmm. there's also this bitmap. And I remember coming into Xamarin, or even before Xamarin, and asking like, why? I don't understand, if I'm loading these big images up, like, it's not releasing things. And Miguel kind of explained it to me, which is that if you think of a bitmap in C#, it's actually just like a pointer to some point in memory.
Right.
And that pointer is like tiny, right? But the actual Android bitmap is huge.
Right, that's where the real stuff is.
Yeah, and if you don't dispose of things properly, that little 32K or whatever, like it's like the garbage collector is like, oh, it's fine, no big deal.
Right.
So that's what the profiler aims to help me solve, right?
Yeah.
That's the idea.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So one of the, I was talking to one of our Xamarin iOS and like developers who's actually figuring out how this is all working between the managed and the native side.
Yeah.
And I made the example. I asked him if this was correct, and he said it's not how I envision it, but it is correct, and it helped me, so I'm going to share it with the world. I think of the managed side as what I as a developer interact with, right?
Yeah.
And then I think of the native side as what the user's interacting with. So
okay.
if there's a button, like I'm the button that I get to hold on to and get to work with and set things on and play with is the one in my code is the managed one.
Yeah.
But the
yeah.
one that I'm actually clicking as a user is the native one, right?
Makes sense, right? Because like since we compiled on the native bits and bytes under the hood, essentially at the end of the day in layman's terms, is what is on screen is if you had written it in Objective-C or Java, right? It's just like
exactly.
that's your
Yeah, that's the beauty of Xamarin.
Sign. Yeah.
Right. So that's how I envision it. I've always found it helpful.
Yeah. So you can get the profiler today. It's like bundled in the box.
Right.
But based on probably when you installed Xamarin, you may have it installed, may not have it installed. And there's an easy place for people to find information,
yes,
I assume.
Yes, there is an easy place. Let me show you, James.
Yeah, let's hop over to your Mac real quick.
Okay.
There we go. We're there.
Ah,
awesome.
Brilliant.
Yep.
All right, everyone can see this. So there is a place where you can download it today. The way we've sort of nurtured this baby product is that we've been releasing regularly. So you have gotten, if you've used the profiler before, you have been getting regular updates every, I think, 2 weeks to a month.
Oh, nice.
It's been in development for a while.
So we're constantly getting feedback, essentially, and improving this. Because
yes.
the profiler, I imagine, is not an easy tool to create.
Oh,
there's
no.
There's very complex things going on. I mean,
it
look
is,
at all those charts and graphs and
there's so many charts
happening.
And graphs in this thing. I mean, you'll be overwhelmed. It's not an easy product to build.
Mm-hmm.
It is not. There's some things where you can just sort of say, okay, this is a minor UI change on top of the IDE, and it's going to take us a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's things that are like, this is a lot of data, and we need to figure out how we're going to deal with it and how we're going to get a user experience that is fluid and makes sense and works for large apps. And we've been, I mean, the team has been working incredibly hard at solving all those problems.
Gotcha.
So I'm really proud of where we're at.
So we got Xamarin.com/profiler, which we're going to link all this stuff in there. And this is kind of your one-stop shop to learn about everything, I guess, right?
Yeah, there's links to docs. There's links to release notes. You can download it. It works for both Mac and Windows.
Mm-hmm.
It is integrated with Visual Studio and Xamarin Studio. So you can use it from the IDE on PC and Mac.
Beautiful. And I remember both of these applications were built natively, too. So you're getting a nice, obviously a beautiful Mac look and feel and a Windows look and feel. So if you're coming from Visual Studio, it's going to feel right at home.
All
it's one thing I've
native.
Used, the profiler, both, and the layouts are similar, but whenever I use our tools from a PC, it's the native stuff. We're all about the native bits.
And since I'm not going to show you the one for Windows right now, but you can see they're actually, even the the theme of it, the colors that we chose, the way that we represent things in it is native. So we want to give you an experience that you're used to, mm-hmm. And it really mirrors the experience of the IDE. So
yeah, so you install it, and we have some documentation on it, I assume, to kind of get up and running. And would you say that people should start profiling their apps, you know, immediately, like
yesterday.
When they're done? Yesterday?
Okay. Last month.
Yeah. So like from page one, yeah. Like right, like as you're building out pages, you would say like just, okay.
Profile as much as you can. Here's the thing about profiling that I think is, here's why I think it's really valuable, James. It's not just to, oh, hey, let me profile at the end of development and find a couple issues and then fix them and like ship it, whatever, right?
Yeah.
I think that most people really benefit from understanding what's going on under the hood.
Yeah.
And I think that a profiler gives you a really, it gives you a gateway to see what's happening sort of on the Xamarin side, and it'll help you be a better developer in the long term, a better Xamarin developer.
And create better apps.
Yeah, absolutely.
The cool.
Like these are skills that you should be getting, and yeah please profile.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, let's see it. Let's jump into it.
All right.
Yeah. So here on a Mac, obviously. You
yes,
said you'd be on PC, it doesn't matter.
Should I narrate this or just silence?
And we got Xamarin Studio, a little iOS simulator going on.
Yes,
it looks very familiar to me. This is my day to day. This is my bread and butter. Well, both. I'm like 50-50, so.
Oh, you can't
IDs.
Claim allegiance to either
I can't.
One.
No. Everyone used
James
to ask
is
me.
Switzerland. Yeah. Okay, so the profiler, as I said, is integrated into the IDE, so you can run it. So the way that we'll do it, I'm going to show you this in Xamarin Studio because I don't have to be Switzerland and I mostly use a Mac. So I will go run, start profiling.
Boom.
Exactly.
So when I started profiling, is this kind of like I've like launched into debug mode plus additional stuff essentially is kind of what I'm imagining?
Not quite. What we're actually doing is that we're running it on, so we're going to run the app on the simulator,
oh,
but you'll see
this.
That the debugger's actually not attached.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So it's really just a profile session.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's all this? What's going on? Don't
click.
Oh,
no.
I was so excited.
I know. I'm sorry.
I was like, what are all these buttons that I can possibly press?
They're not for you. Yes. I'm going to take two. Boom.
Take two. But it is going to do a clean build, essentially, which is important because
yes.
At that point, you can make changes, profile again, make changes, profile
exactly.
again.
Exactly. It is a clean build.
Gotcha.
Oh. We have a bigger phone now, different phone.
Cool.
All right. Thank you for pointing this out. I just
cool.
rushed through it all. So we have a list of, these are, this might be a little bit confusing, so I'm going to go ahead and explain it, James.
Mm-hmm.
These are not all instruments. Some of them are configurations. So
oh, okay.
All instruments is everything that we've got. We have essentially, you'll see in a second, we've got three instruments. So I'll tell mm-hmm. you what they are in a second. But actually, I can tell you now. So we have allocation cycles and time profiler. Memory is cycles and allocations. And mm-hmm. performance, I believe, is time profiler and cycles. I should know this. I don't remember. I always use all instruments. Just get it all for me.
So if I'm
all the profiling goodness.
If I only select one, let's say I'm only want to focus on cycles, is it just going to be a little bit quicker and just essentially it's going to collect less information?
Yep.
Just so I can really like, oh, you know what? I really just need to figure out this freaking cycle right now. I'm just going to do that one. But normally
exactly.
The first run you're going to say, let's get it all.
Yeah. And actually okay. You make a good point, James, which is if you have a big application, one way of making this run a little bit smoother if you're experiencing issues with the profiler
yeah.
is just to choose one instrument and do it one at a time.
Makes sense. Not everyone has, you know, 64 gigs of RAM. And
not everyone's you. So, yeah.
I wish. It maxes out at 16 one
really?
Day. Yeah, all of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we say all instruments. And should we ignore advanced? Is there anything under advanced? Usually I stay away from advanced, but whoa, look at this.
Yeah, there is okay. There is some stuff. We can, the interesting thing to me, which I think is the piece that most people would want to be using, is the ability to enable automatic snapshots.
What are snapshots?
So a snapshot is a view into your app at a point in time, right? So it's what everything that's going
like
on.
Like a photo.
Yeah,
boom.
Exactly, a photo. It's everything that's going on, all of the objects that are alive in your app at that point in time.
Okay.
So that so what we can do is we can, if you can do manual snapshots, right? So
mm-hmm.
you can just click a button. I'll show you that in a second. Click a button and you'll get a snapshot when you want it. This is very helpful if you are trying to target, let's say that you have some navigation you were talking about earlier.
To
you
and from
I,
a page.
Yeah, to and from a page. So you do a snapshot on one page, and then you click the back button, do a snapshot on the other, see what's alive. Maybe something's not being garbage collected that should be.
Makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Cool. So I'm gonna do
some manuals.
Some manual snapshots. We don't need that many.
The app went into 100% mode. That's the only problem with iPhones. So, they're actually huge. So you have an app that looks like a list view of people's names.
Yep. If it's from a TV show.
Yes, it looks very familiar.
Yeah.
We didn't forget about Barb, so that's good.
We did not. Barb is important.
So,
I think Barb's gonna, oh, never mind. What?
Stuff is happening.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for season 2, by the way, that they have not forgotten about Barb. Ooh, look at this. We're zooming in and out.
Okay, yeah.
So this looks pretty cool. It's like I'm recording a podcast and like things are recording, things are happening.
Yeah, it's actually recording our conversations as well.
Oh my goodness. It's not doing that.
No, it's not.
Okay.
So I'm going to take a couple more snapshots.
So that snapshot button is that manual snapshot button along the way.
Yes.
And ideally you just start interacting with your application.
Yeah.
Or if just sometimes I've had my applications literally just be sitting there, right? You could have tasks running in the background, be pulling down some data, things may be hidden, and you can even just say letting your app sit there, you could just watch it. Like it would be really bad, I assume. So the first thing, the allocations, right?
Right.
I'm assuming that that's really bad if it keeps going up. Like it's not going anywhere, right?
Right. So it's a little bit slightly more complex than that.
Okay.
You will see things, you will see allocations, especially in the graph, going up a lot of the time. But if you think about it, look how much memory we're actually using.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 100 megs.
Yeah.
Which is, it's really not a lot. This is a very, very lightweight app. It's got one view, like one page. There's not a lot going on in it.
Sure.
So really what we're seeing is like startup code. We haven't needed to get rid of anything. So yeah, it's okay if it goes up.
Yeah.
But as you were saying, if it keeps going up, and the other thing you should know is every time we do a snapshot, we do a garbage collection.
Oh, okay.
So you should, if your app is large and you're running it for a while and you do some snapshots, you should see some of the memory going down
away.
In the graph.
That makes sense. Yeah. In this instance, literally, it's just a page of names, so it's probably fine.
Yeah, keep it simple.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and obviously from 0 to 100, where that's the startup, that's my app running, and that's it.
This is absolutely normal.
Okay.
Yeah.
And makes sense. Your app is starting, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And of course, you can zoom, make it big, make it small, whatever.
We got lots of pretty charts and graphs and things going on. What's going on, Nina? Help me.
Let's talk about three instruments a second.
Yeah, let's do
it. Okay.
Yeah.
So we have allocations. It's a way of, it's memory, essentially. So we're seeing how much memory is being allocated and for what. And the graph shows how much. And then we get this nice list of allocations that shows what, right? So we can see that, you know, there's some strings, byte arrays, more strings. This isn't particularly useful because there's
a lot of objects,
right? Right. So I can look at live objects, which is just going to show me what's marked as live after the last garbage collection,
okay,
which might be slightly more useful. What I really want to know is my code, right?
Yeah.
So a way to do that is to filter by, so I know that I have Hawkins, which is the name of the town, in all of my class names. So I've just filtered and I found.
These are my objects. This is like stuff that I've created in memory because it's in my namespace, I assume.
Right, exactly.
Gotcha.
And then we have this nice blue dot here, which actually marks it for us as well.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we are, one of the things that we want to do, sort of future roadmap, is to make that easier and easier to find what's your code and find things that are more valuable. But that's where we're headed.
And this is pretty small. So I have a view controller, a source, I assume, because there's a table view in there, and they're just like 40 to 24 bytes. That seems great.
Yeah, just small. App delegate as well for iOS. The other thing, and I mentioned this also at the talk I gave at the MVP Summit, but we get a lot of questions about this, about these exceptions. So I like talking about this. Essentially, this is normal, and these are things that are allocated ahead of time. So that you can then use them.
Oh, so yeah, if they happen, you can use them.
Exactly.
So an allocation of a...
out of memory exception.
Doesn't mean that it happened.
It doesn't mean that it happened.
Gotcha.
You should see one at the beginning.
Okay.
We have marked them for you. So that is normal. If you don't see them, I'd be more worried. So yeah, just expect to find those there.
Cool. And then over here, we have some pie charts, which are very nice. I want to like some
pie charts are amazing.
Gotta have it. So that way it'll give you an overview if you're like, oh wow, like what is actually the, I'm a very visual person. Like there's a lot of data on this screen. Like it's a big table view of data. So you can just be like, oh, here it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're still working out some of the UI for that, but I think as it grows, it's going to get a little bit better. But yeah, it's showing you out of here what how much space things are taking up.
So is this right now at the end of our set? Can you like scrub through, or how does that work?
Yeah, so you can do you can select, which is awesome. It's not working right now, great with the
because the exceptions are gone.
Yeah, the exceptions are gone. But you can choose. So for example. This is, again, very valuable if you had a particular moment during your app's lifetime that you wanted to focus in on.
So like, I saw a chug in the UI, right? Mm-hmm. I'm scrolling, and oh, there's like a slowdown, or like, why did that happen?
Right.
You're like, oh, that happened at, like, it's like when I'm recording podcasts, I'm like, oh, that happened at 1 minute 32, you know, and then I want to like go back in time and look at that.
Yeah, so you can select sections and take a look. Sometimes it's not working as it can be, but yeah.
Cool.
Oh, that's great. All right. Most of the time it works. All right. So yeah, so that's allocations. Let's see what else we got in here. I get a call tree. Yeah. So I can go up and down the call tree, see how much space things are taking up. Snapshots, which are the ones that I was taking at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Now a snapshot. Let's go ahead and uncheck this part. So there's a checkbox for only new objects. I'm going to uncheck it for now. Then to drill in, I just double click on a snapshot, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I see everything that's alive when I took that snapshot.
Yeah, so right. There's lots of system stuff because it's just a bunch of strings and then back and forth to the table view.
And here's the cool part. So let's say I've taken one snapshot, go to the next one, then I select only new objects, and now it's just the delta. So I think this is incredibly useful.
Yeah, so you can see what actually was created and is still alive in between those two snapshots.
Right, everything that was created between those two. That's really useful because it cleans up. One of the problems I think with the profiler is that if the profiler doesn't know what data you're looking for, right? Mm-hmm. It's a tool, so it goes in and gets as much of it as it can. It gets everything. And it's a lot of data. So now it's our job to make it easy for you to find what you're looking for. It's our job to know that as a developer, here are the things that you're probably looking for and what you're interested in.
Gotcha.
So that's where we're really focusing in with our UI.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So this is probably all looks pretty normal, I assume.
Everything's normal here.
Is there an issue with this application that we can detect and the profiler can help us with?
Yeah, there is. James, I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. Do you want me to talk about time profiler really quickly first, or just move on to cycles?
What's the time profiler? What's it about? See, it says CPU time. Hit me.
Okay. So, time profiler is, we use a sampling profiler. So we take a sample of your app at regular intervals. We figure out what code is executing at that point.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it's a way of constructing, it's very lightweight.
Okay.
We don't have to instrument your code to do it.
Oh, nice.
And it's a way of constructing a pretty good picture of what's taking the longest and how long things are taking.
Gotcha. So for some reason, some execution is taking seconds or something like that, or allocation is taking a long time, it'll spikes essentially, I assume.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So, I mean, the things that I use in here really like sample list. You can see what things are taking the longest here. You can go up and down the call tree. I like separating by thread is really nice. Being able to, you can name your threads, you can just give them names that are readable and figure out what's happening on each thread, which I think is incredibly valuable. Now for the call tree, I also mentioned this in the talk, we've done a lot of work cleaning it up. So in the past, again, overload of data, so you get a lot of runtime stuff. We've gotten rid of that. Mm-hmm. So that it's a little cleaner and we focus on your code.
Your code, which is the important stuff that you don't, you know, let the Xamarin bits be the Xamarin bits. We'll optimize those. We'll help you optimize your code.
Yeah, like we'll take care of our side, but we want you to be able to take care of your code.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so that's really quick rundown on time profiler.
All right.
Okay, so cycles.
Cycles, big fan of cycles.
Okay, so
I'm a cyclist.
Oh, you are.
So I do cycle often. and things go round and round.
Any more?
I'm a big fan. So how would you explain cycles? Because I was kind of new to cycles. I've had explained to me like 100 times. So cycles, why do people care about cycles?
Okay, why do people care about cycles? Mm-hmm. Cycles are things that can't be garbage collected. And it's a little bit, I will go a little bit into this. I'm still learning about it, so it's like fascinating for me, so I love talking about it, but I'm also not the expert on it. So you get to deal with me on this one. But with cycles, there are cycles that you can create in your code. We were talking about managed code before.
Yeah.
So there's cycles that you can create in your code when you have something referencing something else that is then referencing the first thing, right?
So you got A, like parent, child.
Right.
Child references the parent. A circle.
Yeah,
a
and you can have more in objects in that as well.
Okay.
Right. So yeah, exactly. So you get a circle, and that it's bad, but we're in this beautiful managed world, so
it should be fine.
Yeah. So the thing is, the way it was put to me is that the garbage collector is omnipotent in it. Is that not the
word? It's a big word. I don't know what that means.
So it can collect it. It knows everything, right?
Yeah, because if it's managed, right, we understand, like, listen, if you clean up the parent, we'll clean up the child, even though the parent is gone, it doesn't matter because everything is managed just in this nice world, I assume.
Exactly.
I've never had to worry about it.
No, you never had to worry about it. Perfect apps. So yeah, in this managed world, it's all sort of, we do know that we can get rid of the cycle at some point.
Okay.
However, with Xamarin, it's not as simple. So for example, this is Xamarin iOS. So we talked again before that we have this sort of managed world where that developer interacts with, and then this sort of native world that the user interacts with.
Yeah.
And the thing about those two is that in many ways they're mirror images of each other. So I use the metaphor about Stranger Things, how you have the upside down.
Yep.
It's like it's the same stuff in both, right? But same objects, but they don't know about each other in the way that you'd think.
Yeah.
They have to be linked in some way, but they don't have any understanding of what they're linked to.
Okay.
So I'll explain that in a second as well. So you have this these sort of two sides that don't really talk to each other that much. And the garbage collector doesn't know what's happening on the native side.
Sure.
So it can't collect things, right? So you can get references between the sort of these cycles between the two worlds that the garbage collector can't get to, and that is really, really bad.
It's like a hard link. So in this instance, we have the this parent and then the child, and normally they're kind of like weak links that they can easily be detached and the garbage collector can break through, but there's this other hidden side that the garbage collector can't know about. We can know about it, and we can probably do something to fix that.
Yeah, and the profiler can help us with that, which is the beauty of it. So let me show you a little bit of what's going on with this code.
Okay.
So we have a people view controller.
Yep.
UI table view controller, pretty standard. We have this UI table view source.
Mm-hmm. Every table view has a source, which essentially, I've been doing this for like ever, so it has a way to get all your cells, how many sections, how many rows, how to display the data, and often you need to get the data in there. Right? It's a whole separate class. You need to pass the data somehow.
Right. So in this case, of course, we could pass the data, which I believe is the right thing to do, but you can also, what we're going to do, we're going to do a bad. We're going to pass the view controller into the source.
Sure, because you're like, hey, there's this data property up top, right, that you can get the data to, so I want everything.
Right.
Sure.
And
makes
then
sense.
I could also just get it through the view controller. So actually, this is a very simplistic example, but I actually, if I'm remembering this correctly, I think in some of even our early samples of how to do collection views, we had that, and it's like,
I'm sure I've done this automatically because I'm just jamming on code, and it's like, oh, just, I need this.
Yeah, I need this, and I'm just going
to
pass it. So what I like about this example, simple as it is that this is actually also a cycle on the managed side, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, it's like that is not the problem. And I think that's the thing that it illustrates really well.
Oh, because literally the managed side can figure out it and it can break it. It's this hidden.
The managed garbage collector. The garbage collector on the managed side will get it.
Gotcha.
However, it'll still be a cycle.
Okay.
And that I think is the interesting part. Do we see
the cycle in the profiler at this
point?
We do.
I'm gonna show you that in a second.
Okay, gotcha.
So let me quickly, it's hard to do this with images, but let me quickly just try to explain what what is happening. So you have see. This James is the managed side, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So James has this people view controller, the view controller, and James has the source.
Yep.
Right? And then I'm on the native side, and I have this thing called the people view controller, which the managed side has no idea of what it is, right? And I also have the source.
Yeah.
Right?
The native unmanaged side.
Right, on the native side. So there is a relationship between the view controller and the source. Like mm-hmm. the view controller is retaining the source. And there's a relationship between on the native side. And there's a relationship on the managed side of since we're passing in the view controller into the source.
Mm-hmm.
So we're having it retain
that. Yeah, you're retaining an instance of it essentially.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And there's a link between this is sort of the glue magic here. When we create the managed view controller, we say, hey, keep around this the native one as long as the managed one is around.
Yeah, it makes sense, right? Yeah, you don't want to just scoop it and throw it away if you're still using it.
Otherwise, you have this thing that you can work with on the managed side, which is just like gone on the native side, right? And then we have something called a GC handle going from the native one, the native people source to the managed people source.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an inverse of the first one, essentially. It says, like, don't get rid of, I'm confusing myself, don't get rid of the managed one as long as the native one is around. Because, again, otherwise you don't have, otherwise you've gotten rid of your way of, like, dealing with this native object, right?
Yeah, like, you don't want to clean up the managed one until the unmanaged one is cleaned up. You don't want to remove the unmanaged one until the managed one is cleaned up. And ideally, if there's no strong links there, then it would just magically work.
Exactly.
But we're creating one here because we're passing this down.
Yeah.
Into
so
it.
if you break any of those links in the cycle, mm-hmm. it's gone.
Gotcha.
So like anything, there's like a bunch of things that you can do.
Yeah.
So let me show you the cycle first, and then I'll show you how to deal with it. Okay. So we go into cycles instrument. I will zoom in.
And this means that it has identified a cycle, essentially?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's so this is like, hey, like this is some things going on. And clearly in the people view controller, there is some
sort of
cycle.
So that's gotcha. This is in my code. So let's see what we can do about it. So it's giving me a graph. Right now, we are fixing a bug on the Mac profiler.
Yeah, by the time you see this, it'll just
it'll be fixed.
So
but
you got
to believe me on this.
I got a view controller that has a people source that has a table view.
The other way. So this is the root.
Oh, the root is on the bottom.
The root is on the bottom.
Hence the arrows pointing upwards.
Yeah, it's a little confusing.
Gotcha.
But the root is on the bottom, and it's so we're seeing that this is the root of cycle, and actually this is the object that's causing the cycle.
Got it.
Yep. So
red is bad, is what you're saying.
Red is bad.
That's when it's like, hey, it's gone from the people source back to the cycle. Fix it. How do we fix it?
Yeah. So there's a couple ways to fix it. So you found it. You've detected it in the profiler. Yeah, you know that something's wrong, right? So there's a couple things you can do. The thing that makes the most sense here is, of course, just to pass the data. So I'm going to show you, we're going to fix this together.
Fix it a few different ways.
Yeah, so this is the way we're going to use to fix it. However, you can also use what's called a weak reference. So I'm not going to do this all the way just because I would have to go and refactor a bunch of this code. But it's a quick and easy way to show it. So you can essentially you create this weak reference and you store the people view controller in it. And instead of
being like a strong reference,
right?
The
instead
direct
of being
reference
a,
to
it's
it.
It, the garbage collector just will be like, okay, I can pick this up because it's a weak reference. I don't have to. I can ignore the fact like it's only a strong reference when you need it. So it's like it can pick it up. Basically, you're telling the garbage collector, and this thing,
it's okay.
It's cool. Like as long as I'm not actively using it at the moment, you can get it, even if there's sort of references to it. So
makes sense. So that's like a quick fix.
Yeah.
Just like done. If you for some reason need every single thing on the view controller, which you probably don't need. You probably maybe, I often pass in like a view model, like I'll create a view model, which is just an arbitrary class or the data that I need into that thing because it's just data at that point. It's just all managed stuff.
Fair enough.
There's no unmanaged side to a dictionary of strings, I assume. So there's like the two instances there where I would pass it into.
Mm-hmm.
I've definitely probably most likely done this though.
Yeah, I think all of us have. Yeah. We're all guilty. It's
so
okay.
So weak reference, if you're like, oh, there's a cycle, weak reference, and the rest of your code just basically works the same.
Yeah.
So now, if I go to clean up the, if I navigate away from this page, mm-hmm. right, and it's like, hey, I need to clean this up, that memory's not going to be leaked, that cycle's
yeah.
not going to be
so
there.
Yeah, so I'll show you that. The other thing mm-hmm. is, James, can we include resources when we post this?
Yeah, we're going to put a whole bunch of links in the
Fantastic.
Bottom. It's going to be great, so you'll see the source code, I'm sure.
There are some blog posts that mm-hmm. I am dying to share because Perfect. They were so exciting for me to read.
Yeah, we'll put a whole bunch of stuff
so,
in there.
So, okay, yeah.
Because yeah. this is like not, it's not the day-to-day that you, yeah. it should become your day-to-day, hopefully, but, you know, but learning about this and just doing little things are super important, so.
Yeah, I was just having this great conversation with one of the MVPs at the summit with a developer mm-hmm. About sort of how what different people focus on in development. Mm-hmm. He was saying that a lot of people just write code and they don't like want to figure out how things work. And I'm like, I feel like I have the opposite problem. I am so fascinated by why something happens and
sure.
how something works. And then you ask me to like, how do I use this API? I'm like,
like,
read the docs. Read the docs. I don't know. But it's just like that's like what I love. And I just love figuring out this kind of stuff. So I'm very excited to share it with the world.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
So if we pass this in without the data, then we run it again, we don't see the
yeah,
cycle.
Let's
Are we
do
able
that.
To do that one? Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
Cool. A little define.
Like yeah. I learned that from you. Well, I usually just, you can go and.
Oh, people table.
Yeah, there you go.
So now Thanks. We're creating this new people source, passing it the data instead mm-hmm. of the actual reference to it. And then then we can go ahead and profile it again.
Exactly. Good work. So what happens when you
can you run the profiler without even going in here? Can you just run it separately, or do you have to always do it from the IDE?
Good question, James. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can run it separately,
okay.
but the way you have to give it something to profile.
Oh, okay.
So what you can't do is say, at least not yet, you can't say, like, I have an app on here, let me attach the profiler.
Gotcha.
But you can save it in a file.
Oh, cool.
And save a profiling session in a file, and then you can load it up, and you can transfer that file between, let's say half your team is on Visual Studio and half your team is on Xamarin Studio.
Yeah, yeah.
You can move that around, which I think is super valuable, because
oh, cool.
we have a lot of teams that are
yeah.
that go between the two. Okay, and you're right, I should just start the profile.
Profile it up, boom, boom, boom.
There you go.
Cool.
Okay, so start it up, and our cycle should be gone.
There we go, launches the app. Cool.
Yeah, let's.
A whole bunch of screenshots, and you can like, yeah.
Yeah. Snapshot this, snapshot that. Yeah.
So now it's gone.
It's totally gone.
And these probably ones are fine.
Yeah, they're fine. They're
just registrar dynamic.
Normal life as usual.
You really want to look there at your namespace. Then can you save this file out like you said? You just do
yeah,
file.
Yeah, let me
save.
Show you.
Oh, save as. What do you know? Save
you can
as.
You can tell James does more demos than me.
Some demo. It's an MLPD file.
MLPD.
The
Minnesota Lakes Police Department.
Yep, makes sense.
Monologue profiler data.
Obviously.
That is a. Yeah.
Is it a standard?
It is now.
It is now. It's a Xamarin standard.
Yeah, it's a Xamarin standard.
Cool.
The fun fact, if I can interject it, the actual like profiler that's running underneath all this UI is a much improved and made available for iOS and Android apps version of mm-hmm. what was just like the old Mono profiler mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. you could just run from your command line.
Oh, I see,
so it's built on top of that. So all of those files and stuff. And there's still docs up there on the Mono site that you can go read about the old profiler and the sort of the command line profilers.
Cool. I'm yeah. all visual. I love this. And it seems
yeah.
easy. You just run it, see if your stuff comes up. Boom.
Yeah, this comes with great visualization, and it comes with support for Xamarin.
Yeah.
You know, not just
iOS, Android, Mac? Mac apps?
Yes.
Mac apps, cool.
Forms works.
Anything however you're building your apps.
Yeah.
Well, awesome, Nina. This has been great.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks
for
coming
having
on.
Me. This is a blast.
We're going to put all the different links into the show notes mm-hmm. so you can get access to everything. Until next time, I'm James Montemagno, and this has been The Xamarin Show.
Yay. Thank you.